Are you ready? News Talk ZB.
Good evening. Now, 5:07, well, the Prime Minister is being accused of a cover-up in the wake of the scandal which has beset his old Clutha Southland electorate. Under immense pressure to step down, his young MP Todd Barclay has announced he won't be contesting the September election. It's the latest development after months of discontent behind the scenes of the safe national seat. Richard Harman is the editor of Politic. That's with a K, politic.co.nz. Richard is with us once again. Hi, Richard. Thank you for your time.
Hi, Larry.
So Barclay's call to not stand, that was inevitable, do you think?
Well, I think given the timing of everything, it was inevitable. Given that they've got the party conference this weekend and that this is election year, there was little room to perhaps do what they might have been able to do in an off-election year, and that is stand him down while the police continued the investigation.
What pressure would he have been under to call it quits?
Well, I don't know how much pressure he was under. All I know is reactions that I've heard today, which are predominantly those of relief. So one has to assume that that was because, that given that, that there would have been a lot of pressure put on him. But then again, you know, he didn't have to stand down. And I think he's getting, you know, rightly some praise for standing down.
Do you think he should have been dispatched earlier? I mean, could he have been?
I don't think there was a case for dispatching him earlier. The problem that he's got is that he has consistently denied that he made the recording. And it really wasn't until Bill English produced the police document, the record of the interview with him yesterday afternoon, that it was able to be confirmed that he had made the recordings.
What about the implications for the Prime Minister? He knew the real situation, and Barclay was running around denying it all. Did the Prime Minister, did he need to act sooner?
I think the very fact that Barclay has resigned today and that there has been obviously pressure put on him suggests that there was a fear that English was vulnerable in this one. He said in the House this afternoon that there'd been no cover-up because he had admitted everything to the police in the police statement. And that's true. He did do that. Nevertheless, when he started saying things like he couldn't recall and suggesting that, you know, he didn't know much about it, there was suspicion that he did know something about it and that he was covering up. That wasn't the case, but nevertheless, there was that suspicion there. So I think he was vulnerable through this.
What do you know about this dissent in the electorate? What caused it in the first place? What was, because this long running feud, what was going on exactly?
Well, when Barclay won the selection, he was 24. He's a brash young guy who probably identified more closely with the Queenstown part of the electorate than he did with the rural part of the electorate. The electorate agents had been there since Bill English had been there, so they've been there over 18 years. It's clear they didn't take kindly to the bright young man who'd come in. And obviously relationships broke down. There are all sorts of lurid stories about what happened. You know, what were they saying things around the electorate, that kind of thing. But they clearly, the electorate agents, had support from a group of older members in the electorate who also found it difficult to accept the change. And the whole thing seems to have snowballed from there. I think where Barclay made the mistake is that when he realised things were out of control, he should have called in more senior people from Wellington, the whips, you know.
So is this a case of a young MP and the attack's on and it's tribal, there's factional fighting to get rid of him, and maybe he was scared and he thought, oh, well, I'll try and record some of this stuff so I can take it to the bosses, you know what I mean?
I think that's a reasonable reading of the situation, actually, yes.
You talk about the, in politic.co.nz, you talk about the evil six that campaigned against Barclay.
Yeah, that's not my phrase. That's the phrase of Lloyd Anderson, who's a Gore real estate agent. And the ODT, the Otago Daily Times, have been using that in their coverage of the thing. Yes, it appears there's a group of six of them who certainly Lloyd Anderson and others in the electorate think orchestrated something of a campaign against Barclay.
In some way, do you believe that Barclay could have got a bad rap here?
Well, I'll be honest, I feel sorry for him. I mean, he was probably too young and too immature to handle the situation in the first place. I've had a few dealings with him. He's a pleasant and agreeable young man. And I'm sure that he had all things been equal, had a bright future in politics. So in that sense, he made a fairly serious mistake and compounded it by not really fessing up to it. Mm. But had it not been election year, he might well have been able to stay on.
Richard, thank you so much. Always good to talk to you. Richard Harman, editor of Politic with a K, politic.co.nz. It's 5:13.